Welcome into the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com and happy Cardinals home opener. As long as the weather cooperates this afternoon, we're looking forward to the Cardinals taking the field at Busch Stadium and taking the field in front of fans. Redbirds ready to go after another win yesterday in Miami over the Marlins. They return home and, again, will have the home opener festivities in front of Cardinal Nation today before their 3:15 first pitch against the Milwaukee Brewers. Adam Wainwright on the mound for the Cardinals. We're going to talk with Rick Ankiel in just a moment on the Chris Raby Show. We are broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Go to youreyedoc.com and learn about what Ophthalmology Associates, the doctor's doctors, can do for you and can do for your eyesight. You know, it's baseball season, and you think about what baseball players need to perform their best. You think about your eyesight. And whether you're standing in the batter's box tracking a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, or you're driving down the road, or you're playing with your kids, or you're watching the game from the stands, you need your eyesight working at its best. That's where the doctor's doctors at Ophthalmology Associates come in. Let Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer get your eyes to their best. Now, I need you to call them and schedule an appointment, schedule a consultation. Also, they have telehealth options, if that's the most convenient option for you right now. Most insurance covers your exam. You need to tell them that Chris Raby sent you. You need to tell them that you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. So call 314-966-5000, 314-966-5000. Tell the doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates that you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show. You help us. The doctors, doctors help you. We all help each other here on the show and on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. So do that for me. Schedule an appointment. Get in. Get your eyesight taken care of with Ophthalmology Associates. All right, Rick Ankiel, again, in just a moment, going to join us to talk the start of the season for the Cardinals, talk the home opener. We'll do that with the former Cardinal, now analyst, with Danny Mac on the telecasts. Tomorrow, we'll do a deep dive with Drew Silva into the start of the baseball season, and we'll have a draft with Drew from NBC Sports. That comes your way tomorrow. And still, of course, want your Cardinals mailbag questions, as we'll have the rolling mailbag throughout the days and throughout the weeks. You can tweet me at C-H-R-A-B-E, C-H-R-A-B-E. You can hit up ScoopsWithDannyMac.com for everything happening each and every day. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Scoops with Danny Mac, wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, it's so great to have Rick Ankiel join us on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Cardinals host the Brewers this afternoon, the home opener, Adam Wainwright on the mound. Rick, what's going on, man? Happy home opener. How's everything?
I can't complain. Enjoying the fact that baseball is back on. I got something to watch, to pay attention to, so it's exciting.
It is, man. I think that for me, like, the biggest thing and my biggest takeaway coming out of spring training was that it felt like spring training-y. Like, it felt like a normal spring training where we were kind of ready to just get to the regular season, and I think that that was a good sign that baseball is, you know, from an off-the-field standpoint and all the infrastructure stuff and having to navigate the pandemic, they kind of have their ducks in a row at this point.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and living down here in Florida, I got a chance to go to spring training. And even though it was still limited fans, there was, you know, there were still more fans in the stands, and you could get, you know, the crowd reaction from a base hit, from a home run, from a strikeout. And it felt great. It felt great to be out. Felt, you know, awesome to just to be around watching baseball again and watching things somewhat get back to normal. And not only that, but you look at our roster, and it's exciting, you know, the possibilities of what this team could be. You know, it is fun to look at, and hopefully everything comes together like we all think it can.
So let's talk first about the lineup, Rick, and obviously Nolan Arenado, the big acquisition and the nice start for Nolan. From your perspective, what kind of a a player? Is he not just on the field for this Cardinals team, but what can a move like that do for a franchise, do for an organization? And what's the impact as a player when something like that happens?
Well, I mean, just, you know, even looking at it in the offseason, you know, when you're sitting there and you see that acquisition happen, you know, there's sounds that go off and you're thinking, you know what, this is a solidified player. I mean, he's a bona fide superstar. There's no question about it, right? So the things that he can add, the value that he adds to the team, to the lineup, you know, you just immediately start thinking, okay, we went to feeling like we're a playoff team to really thinking we have a good chance. Now, obviously, you got to stay healthy and all those things considered. But the excitement that comes with that, the energy that you get from that, even when it comes to working out, being excited to show up at spring, it just takes it to a whole nother level. You know, I remember when, you know, we traded for Jim Edmonds, and just you're looking at those things and same thing. It's just like, oh my gosh, man, we're getting a bona fide superstar right here. So it's the excitement that it brings. Not only that, but now you look at the play that he comes with, especially defensively, right? The Cardinals were already in the tops of the league in defense. And now you're bringing, you know, one of the best third basemen in the game right now and maybe ever. And then what he can do. So you're just doing so many things to the team. I mean, and watching these first few games, seeing how aggressive he is defensively, you know, I mean, he's definitely, I think, pushes the limits, and not in a bad way, in a good way to, you know, being aggressive where there's a cutoff and he's trying to throw a guy out at second, or where it just plays that normal third baseman, I think, wouldn't be trying to get done. It's almost like watching Yachty behind the plate, right? He's a couple steps ahead of everyone in his thinking and where to steal an out, where to be, how to be, and then just the fact of just how good that he really is.
It's a perfect time to get into the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates and get your eyesight checked out. Get your annual vision exam. Have a consultation about LASIK and any questions that you have. Get in now and see the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Their website is youreyedoc.com. When you schedule your appointment by calling 314-966-5000, I need you to tell them, please tell them that Chris Raby sent you. You heard about them on The Chris Raby Show and on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Go to the website right now and see everything they can do for you. If you've been thinking about LASIK, but you just don't know anything about it, I think there are a lot of assumptions made about LASIK, right or wrong, and you should get the answers to your questions from the best in the business, from the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. If you just need an annual vision exam, if it's been a long time since you had your eyes checked out, whether or not you wear contacts or glasses or have had LASIK, get in there and get your eyes checked out. They're too important not to. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates want to help you. They want to help your eyesight. So go to youreyedoc.com or call 314-966-5000 and please tell them that Chris Raby sent you. You heard about them on The Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Yeah, give folks an idea that don't see it, Rick, the kind of work that goes in defensively and the kind of work that it takes to be that caliber of a defensive player. Because I think sometimes, I don't know, especially in St. Louis, obviously fans are spoiled. We've seen some of the best defensive infielders, right? But like a player like that, what kind of impact? We always talk about the bat. What kind of impact can he defensively have on every single game?
Oh, man. You know, I'm sure they can probably quantify that, you know, once they look at the numbers. But, you know, it's the and I mean this in a good way. The greats, the guys who have been good for a long time, right? It allows them to slow the game down so much because they're not worried about the play they're going to make. They know they're going to make the play, right? And that's where they can really start taking advantage of the game and other players who maybe round the base too much or just do something that you can steal an out from, right? Because they're so good at it. And I just like Yachty, I'll compare it to Yachty. You know, you've been doing it for so long. Their baseball IQ is through the roof. And I think that allows them to sit back and look at things where they can steal plays. You know, it's not like they're like, oh, man, I'm having a bad defensive week, you know, and you're struggling trying to think of how to get out of that defensive slump. It just seems like it doesn't happen. And if they do make an error, they're not worried about it. So I think the confidence that brings to everyone else looking around it, and then you start looking at the way that they go about it, right? what they show up and do each day, what their routine is. If you're another player watching that and watching how successful that, you know, that Nolan has been, you know, you're going to watch his routine. You get to pick his brain, like, hey, what has got you to this point? Was there ever a time where you struggled? How did you get over the hump? All those things, you have all that knowledge right there at your fingertips. And you never know, some little nugget of wisdom can take your game to another level. And sometimes you just don't know where it comes from. And obviously, picking a guy's brain like Nolan or Yachty, if you play that position or not, can be astronomical.
Yeah, and it's obviously a team with a lot of young players, Rick, up and down the roster, and especially in the outfield. I guess Harrison Bader would be the vet among those guys, and he's sidelined right now. What do you make of the collection of young outfielders the Cardinals have, especially Dylan Carlson, Tyler O'Neill, guys like Justin Williams, and kind of the a cast in right field right now? What do you make of the group that they have? What will be the challenges of having a young group, but what's the opportunity with having a young group there as well?
I think the first thing I see is just how athletic these guys are. You talk about speed. If you go with Dylan Carlson, you know, he's not as fast as Tyler O'Neill, but when you watch his footwork, you watch his ability to look where the pitch is going to be in the zone to anticipate, okay, there's a fastball away here. I'm leaning to right field if the pitcher makes his pitch. You know, he seems like he's just way beyond his years when it comes to maturity as an outfielder. And I think he trusts his skill sets. Watching him that first series, you know, it looked like, you know, he looks like he's a 5-year vet in the outfield, right?
It's incredible instincts, man. Like to get where he needs to get in the gaps. Like it's unbelievable. Especially
exactly,
watching
right?
him in person when you can see the whole outfield.
Yeah, agreed. So that you look at that and you think about the opportunities of, man, we all know how good Harrison Bader is. He's the top you can get in defense when you talk about speed, ground coverage, all that. And then you watch, it just seems like the way we're able to fill gaps, and I'm just going to talk about it from a defensive standpoint, of Harrison going down. Now we put Dylan in there. You have Tyler in left. You got Justin Williams over there. It just does. It seems like everybody is filling the need exactly the way we want to. It doesn't seem like it's going to hurt the team whatsoever. That's what's incredible about it.
Yeah. And I think that with the pitching as well, and especially, you know, we've seen some of the firepower in the bullpen and some of the different looks that the Cardinals can give teams. If they're able to play with a lead with this new look lineup, and then you throw in that pitching and that defense, that's a pretty good trio.
Yeah, it's definitely powerful. The first game watching Arenado, what I loved about it is it gets to a 1-2 count, and you know, he fights the ball up the middle, and it ends up being a base hit. And it was just that grind mentality of, okay, this guy's setting the tone fast, right? It wasn't a punch out like sometimes you see. Just for me, that just set the tone of like who this guy is. And really, that's the way that the Cardinals want to play. That's how we're designed, right? We want to play gritty. We want to grind things out, steal bases, hit and run. And I feel like he's just the perfect Cardinal player, and it set the tone for game one.
All right, Rick. So finally, give me an idea of just, and I know that you guys get asked this a million times, but being a part of a home opener, being just a part of baseball at Busch Stadium. And I wonder if your perspective has changed, especially with, you know, your boys and the things that we take for granted, being able to go to a ball game, be around the ballpark, you know, not being able to do that last year. Has your perspective or appreciation at all changed over the last 12 months?
I mean, I'll just start with this. So going back to my first opening day, it was such an eye-opening, overwhelming experience. The sea of red, everybody cheering, everybody knows who you are. It didn't matter, you know, who you are on the team. The St. Louis fans are dedicated. They know who you are. The Hall of Famers, the standing ovation, the Clydesdales. It's an unreal experience. And, you know, I'd say if anything has changed in the last 12 months, it's that I feel bad for the new guys that they're not going to get to experience that with a full house, right? With the stadium packed, with it going crazy. So for me, just looking at it, obviously I'm happy for them to have the opportunity to come up and play, but feel bad that they don't get to see what opening day is really all about.
Yeah, I think you're right, and especially because, you know, we did lose some of the Hall of Famers and some of the best of all time over the last year. And I know that, you know, there will be the time to give those guys, you know, Bob and Lou and give those guys the send off that they deserve. But, you know, that'll be different as well. And not being able to have everyone there, that's something else that I know is so special to everyone, Rick. And, you know, it'll be sad again to think about the guys that we lost and that we lost in the midst of that almost kind of lost season, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, you're talking about Cardinal legends who've been, you know, not just legends of Cardinals, but involved in the organization since they were players, right? There every opening day, down in spring training, talking to the guys, making friendships, keeping relationships, you know, and giving guys wisdom throughout. So, you know, that's definitely going to be different. And, you know, like I said, like you said, there'll be a time when, you know, we give those guys their time. And like I said, for the young guys, you know, let's just put it this way. Hopefully next year, everything's back to normal and they can experience, you know, a packed house and everybody going crazy and excited to see a Cardinal team for opening day.
Amen. Well, in the meantime, you do a great job with Danny and everybody else on the telecasts, and always a treat to chat, man. We'll see you around the ballpark soon. Thanks so much, brother.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, a big thanks to Rick Ankiel. Here is to the weather holding up and cooperating in just a couple of hours for the Cardinals home opener. Hope everyone enjoys the game, whether you're at Busch Stadium or watching the telecast with Danny Mac. And we look forward to chatting tomorrow. Drew Silva is going to be with us for all sorts of baseball talk. Again, subscribe to the podcast. And thanks to Ophthalmology Associates, the doctor's doctors, the Chris Raby Show, always broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. We'll talk to you tomorrow with Drew Silva. More baseball on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Until then, Chris Raby saying, be nice to each other, and as always, peace!